What is up, everybody? Welcome to Improv is Dead. I'm Tim Lyons. With me, as always, Damian Anaya. Damian, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Tim, there's a little pause there when you, right after you said, I'm Tim Lyons, as if you were expecting me to jump in intuitively and say my own name. Is that, am I reading that correctly?
Or no, I think I just, I'm letting people take it in that okay. I am here.
Okay, okay. Tim Lyons, I was just being here, a little self-conscious.
And I say,
about...
you're also, no,
it's fine. No, I'll admit it.
Yeah.
I'll admit
it. I'm getting used to, it's me and you and not me and Dan, so right. I'm just kind of getting used to that flavor, right?
Yeah.
I'm setting us up. And we also have guests today, and they are from two
what?
Different podcasts, both improv-based, I guess. From the Word Association, we have my brother, Brett Lyons.
Hello.
Brett.
Hey, how are you doing?
Wow.
And from Hey Riddle Riddle
and
fame,
my brother,
JPC, Damian's brother, John Patrick Cohen. You know him as JPC, I think. Or what, they know you as John Patrick Cohen on Hey Riddle Riddle or JPC?
I think more people probably
or,
know
or
me
the
as
Riddle
JPC.
Master.
And okay. I think to Damian's point, I think that we both brought our dogs to the same dog daycare briefly.
Yes.
So I feel like that could potentially make us brothers.
That
cousins,
could, yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's some DNA.
You guys are from the same litter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're in the same pack,
yeah.
As they say.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we have a prompt in which to get us into a conversation, so we're not just kind of diddling our skittle here. We have a prompt here from Evan Fleischer, improv pervert in the Discord. And this one, I picked this one because my brother's on. I feel like he's going to have a lot of opinions about it. And if he doesn't, I'm going to be so fucking angry. But I think he will.
When has Brett not had a bunch of opinions?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's impossible.
But this
unless
one's
like, hey, what books are you reading?
We don't need
like,
a prompt for this.
Yeah, unless it's
just
about
let
books.
Brett,
yeah.
Let Brett cook.
I read a brochure at the doctor's office. Evan asks, what one rule would you add to a sport?
Oh,
And I will have really no opinion on this because I don't watch
rule
sports.
Add
but
to a sport,
I have also have two sport. Other prompts if we die in
no,
the air
this
on this
is
thing.
Good.
I mean, it's tough though because there's a lot of rules you can't add, but it's based on the sport.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you can pick the sport and you can pick the rule that you want to add.
Oh, okay. That's okay. All right. Yeah. I get that. I get it. Go ahead, Damian.
And I was just going to say, I had so many before I heard this question, I feel like there were so many times where like, they should have this rule.
Yeah, you've been put on the spot on an improv podcast,
and
I'm sorry.
Immediately blank, go blank when that question's actually proposed to me.
Sure.
Well, here, I'm going to put, I'll make it easier. Basketball. What's one rule you would add to basketball? Maybe I'll go down the line. I'll pick some different sports.
You know what? That's the worst one because the one I had was for football, and I'll go ahead and do it now. I do football, American football, regular ass football, but nobody's allowed to wear any clothes. Like, not even, like, no helmets and pads, just everyone's completely naked. It would mm-hmm. revolutionize the way the game is played because I guarantee, like, everyone's going to be way more careful. Everything's going to slow down about 1,000%.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, I feel like
I don't know.
I feel like the amount of dick injuries.
Just pulling.
They don't know if they're flags.
Dicks.
Yeah, it's gonna be. Yeah.
Flag of the play. Nope. Actually, that's.
Oh, that's actually. Oh, is
dick injuries
ripped.
Or
dick
just,
got ripped
just
clean
erections?
Off.
Yeah,
clean
just
off.
Erections in general.
I feel
you
like
know?
You'd have some guys who are careful, and some guys who would be like, "I'm playing the same way."
Yeah.
And they would just go, and they would go even harder.
Legitimate. This is my legitimate rule change for NFL football. Okay. If it goes to, well, first of all, you get rid of ties because those are so stupid anyways in the NFL. If it goes to two overtimes and it's still tied, you do a kickoff with the kickers starting at the 25-yard line. You go kick for kick, sudden death.
So like a soccer penalty shootout.
Yeah, but so if you both make it from 25, you move back to 30, then you go 35, then you go 40, 50.
Oh.
You're talking field goals, not kickoffs.
Yeah, sorry, field goal. Yeah, kick.
Thought you bet both teams' offenses on the field.
Oh, yeah, that's what
you do a joint kickoff and just like
whoever gets it.
Whoever scores. Oh, that actually not bad. You put both offenses out on the field. You both kick at the same time, and whoever makes it to the end zone first.
Or if the balls do hit each other, then that's the only time you can tie.
That's the only way that you can tie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. No, sorry. I said kick off in the sense of like kick for kick on a field goal.
Yeah.
I think that would be so freaking
exciting. But you're going to get so many purists who say that, well, that's not the game of football, and it should be the game of football that...
It's part of... I mean, you know, you made it. You made those monsters. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to...
Well, they've said... there's people who said that about baseball with the pitch clock being added, and I feel like a lot of
you
people...
You know what rule I hate in
that.
Baseball is put a guy on second?
I love that.
Really?
Because I'm telling you right now, and I watch a ton of sports.
Yeah.
Baseball is on the lowest tier right now. The games are way too
hold on,
fucking
explain,
long.
Explain, put a guy on second because listen to sports.
Brett will
sports
be able to explain this better than I can.
If it goes to extra innings, now you start the extra inning with a runner on second base and no outs. So it basically makes it... so it doesn't last as long because they were having games going 17, 18 innings, which is insane. That's almost playing two games at one time. So you start a guy on second. So obviously if you can get a hit in extra innings, it's almost like you get a run and, you know, whatever. So it just makes the game go faster. But the games at baseball should be 7 innings. You should maybe start with a runner on second every single inning because they're so long and they're so boring and the pitching got so good that it doesn't... The best season ever was that COVID season because there was only 96 games and every game was important and it was fun. Now it's just like... Especially when you have kids, it's like, that's why I love soccer. I'm in and out in 2 hours.
Yeah.
There's no commercial, there's no breaks.
That Brett has like 2 or 3 TVs with sports going in his house all at once. He's got the Batman style Dark Knight TV thing.
Yeah, some of these sports are illegal too, I think.
There's like illegal betting going on.
I mean, wait till you watch jiu-jitsu in a car. That's where it is.
Oh yeah, yeah. Lots of limbs getting...
That is a good one. That is a fun one.
I got one for baseball. Here's my fix for baseball. My one rule that makes it better. One rule. It's more than one rule, but it's all in the same vein of one rule. You take the field size and you double it, and no more runners. It's all dogs. So you still have like batters and stuff. They're still hitting, but the dogs are the ones running the bases. And it's like, it's a whole new aspect of the sport because it's like trained dogs have to make it to that base before you can field it.
I feel like a lot of confusion because there also are balls involved in that game. And I feel like hitting a ball
the
dog you got to run the bases.
That's the trained aspect of the dog. That's where the skill really comes in.
Brett, you're not going to buy a team and put a bunch of first day like pound dogs out on the field. They're going to go crazy for balls.
Yeah, just go to a pound, dogs. buy all the dogs at the pound and
that's
let them loose.
That's going to make a great underdog movie, though. I'm going to tell you now. First day dogs come out and they end up winning the game.
Your bigger cities with bigger markets are going to have more purebred dogs, but like, you know, a garbage town's gonna have to go to the pound and like...
That's not even the balls that you should be concerned with, because the actual other rule is that everybody plays in the nude, so you do not want a dog ripping your balls off while you're trying to play baseball.
A ball's a ball. I mean, you can't tell a dog otherwise. You cannot tell a dog otherwise.
I would change the rule of... I mean, the only sport that I really like to play is Ultimate Frisbee. And
you just changed the rule that it was cooler.
And I just wish people accepted it as a real sport.
Dude, I played in college, man. I played I played D1 Ultimate Frisbee.
Oh, and that's the D1 type of frisbee. It's not actually.
That jokingly because there was no D1 Ultimate Frisbee. There's just like different levels of club.
D1 is what you had to roll in order to throw the frisbee.
Yeah. You use disc one.
Yeah, and it also just meant that we were the only Ultimate Frisbee team.
begging people to sign up to play.
Tim, what do you mean when you say you like to play it? How often do you play an Ultimate Frisbee?
I mean, not enough.
Are you talking about... You're not talking about frisbee golf, are you? Because a lot of people...
No, I'm talking about ultimate frisbee. Okay. No. I mean, I have frisbee golfed and I enjoyed it. Frolfed. Yeah. I've gotten a hole in one frolfing, which is huge, in Mokena, Illinois. But not to brag, but the rule I would change in ultimate frisbee is that every time, I think in the regular rules of ultimate frisbee, you kick it off. So when you score a point, then you go back and like the other team kicks it off again. Is that right, Damian?
Well, I mean, that I'd change that rule. You should be able to throw it and not kick it. Just not, it doesn't work.
That really slows down the game.
You're right.
So yeah, when you score, you kick it off. Or you throw it off.
So I would change the rule in the way we would do it.
You want make it take it.
No, I don't want make it take it. Brett's putting rules in my mouth. The rule that I want is to change it so that it's like basketball. So it's like you score and then immediately you get it and it starts going down the field.
Oh, so you can go
start running.
Okay, I like that. That's a great
version of make it take it.
No, I mean, no.
But do you have to go down? Are you still trying to score on the same end zone, or are you going down and then back to the
other side?
No. So,
what he's saying.
So sure. The team scores as if you get it in the end zone, and then the other team picks it up immediately. The other team who just scored needs to run back to their side, similar to basketball, and get on defense before the frisbee gets down.
You're not
the field.
Resetting. You're just
you're not resetting the whole
constant
game.
Action.
I call it ultimate frisbee.
Extra cardio to ultimate frisbee. You're just trying to like make
pretty
it
much.
Soccer.
I mean,
trying to.
Yeah. It's kind of like, well, soccer stops too. This is 100% like basketball.
This is basketball.
You score and you throw it in. You toss it in. That would be my rule change to ultimate frisbee.
Do you just have a lot of friends who like after they score, they're like, "Well, I've had fun. I'll just leave." You're trying to stop people from leaving.
Take out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wait,
they decide,
so,
or they walk and they don't move.
I get it now. I'm sorry, I was confused. I thought if you scored, you throw it in and try to score on the other goal, but it's the other team that just like picks it up and goes their end zone. Got it.
And
okay.
And they start trying.
Because I thought it was like one team with the frisbee the whole time and just like.
Oh, and the other team's just on defense the entire game.
Like, yeah.
It's like cricket. It's kind of more like cricket in that way.
Yeah.
Which I just learned about watching at my brother's house last year. I watched my first cricket game, and I loved it.
Yeah, JPC,
I mean, it just seems relaxed. The clothes
sports,
are
JPC,
loose,
and you have a little baby. You're missing out because you could watch the Mumbai Indians play at like 2-3 in the morning, and it's enjoyable.
I gotta come to Cincinnati. I gotta see Brett's setup, and I gotta get into sports. I think Brett's living right, and I'm living in a life that like needs Brett's input to make my shit better.
I know. Yeah. I mean, you wake up at what 3 in the morning with a baby, and then you're just rolling a 12-sided die. Like, I got another 4 hours until she has to go back to bed again. I guess I'll just roll some rolls to see what the dungeon master will do.
Oh, God. I don't believe this, Tim. You fucking know that I'm a video game guy, and you bring me on the goddamn podcast with your goddamn brother, so I'm never going to get a fucking word in edgewise, and you start asking sports questions? What the fuck?
Hey, you know what? Typically, we do talk about video games, and typically, we talk about dorky stuff, so I wanted to basically
Fine,
give
JPC,
him a layup.
What's a rule you change
in a
I don't know,
game.
Final Fantasy, whatever.
Okay, I would put this rule. I'm putting it into Overwatch. No clothes on any of the characters.
Wait a second.
Pornhub presents Overwatch. It's all naked.
JVZ just wants to ban clothes from everything.
Yeah, it really feels.
He's
like.
A nudist.
Yeah.
We found out he's a nudist. Yeah. All right. Well, based on that, everything we just talked about, I'm gonna forget about everything we talked about and let's do a scene. Based on JPC's affinity for nudists. And we'll have Brett and Damian. You guys are two guys who just moved into the neighborhood and you invited JPC over for to hang out. And maybe you're naked.
Well, the space isn't together yet, but like we're gonna put probably like a bar down in the basement.
Yeah,
we'll get like
gonna
I think we'll
like
do
a
you know kind of the college table. Guy thing. We'll have like a ping pong table near like our dining room table.
Well, the pool table, it'll be like it'll have the cover for a ping pong table, and you can take it off and do like pool or like you know.
Yeah, we can use it for like snacks if we're having like a party or something.
It's awesome, man. I love the space. I absolutely love the space. Hot down here in the basement. Mind if I pop my sweatshirt off?
Yeah, we haven't gotten the, I think the AC tech said he was going
to
be.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Look, you forgot to put on a T-shirt today. Well, whatever. It's off.
Oh
off
God.
Is off.
Yeah.
Off is off, you know. It's the same. And it's such a nice place. And to be honest with you, I'm so glad that you bought it because the people that were here before you, absolute old fogies, absolute snoozers, old news, did not love having them around. Nice to get some young energy in here.
Yeah, that's a... Yeah. Interesting tattoo you got.
Yeah, it looks
there.
Like you had a tattoo that then you covered up completely with like you put like a black circle over something.
Yeah, you have a good eye. You have a good eye, my friend. Yeah.
Can kind of still make, I can kind of still, it looks like there's
like
some lines and like a weird, cross. Or something.
Yeah.
I can't tell.
It was a yin yang tattoo, but then I decided, like, in my, must have been my early 40s, I was done with the yin part. So I said, get me all yang. Just do one black circle.
Hey, look, before we go any further, I got to ask you, are you a Nazi? Just answer that question. Are you a Nazi or not?
Currently, am I a Nazi right now? Am I a Nazi today?
Have you ever been a Nazi?
God, I should never force the currently part of it. Look.
Because I noticed on your back, you also have a tattoo that I got to assume said Ku Klux Klan.
Hold on.
You switched it to what Starbucks.
Starbucks
fan.
Oh my, it looks like Starbucks.
It's not really.
Hold on.
Really well.
No. Look, it's part of a greater. Let me take my pants off. Okay. Whoa, let me pop my pants. What is with me today? I totally forgot about underwear today. What is with me? It's like I put on the second layer and not the first. Anyway, as you can see, it's part of a grander body art schema that I was doing. So it all makes sense in context.
You are like decked out, and
I'm trying to read. There's so much.
Yeah, there's. Let's see. Is that
it's pretty small too?
Yeah, it's like it almost seems like you have like a manifesto.
Yeah,
like,
it looks like MAGA. You've got MAGA on your thigh, but you changed it to say like grandma.
A gamma.
But it's like just like a R, and then a little arrow that puts the G and the R in front of.
There's also one that says American History X rocks, and I don't know for which reason you like that.
You name a better Edward Furlong movie. Name a better Edward Furlong movie, and I'll eat my hat if I was wearing one.
Terminator 2?
Yeah, Terminator 2.
Yeah, I guess
Living
really
on the Edge Aerosmith video.
Detroit Rock City.
Detroit Rock City is better than American. Okay, fair enough. You guys, you know Edward Furlong movies. I'm impressed. Anyway, a pool table would look really great.
I'm starting to realize why this place was on the market.
And you mentioned the previous people.
Bad attitude. Super close-minded. Didn't want to hear anything about anyone else's belief system.
I only talked to them. I mean, I only talked to them via email. I didn't really meet them, and then the keys were just mailed to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? It's good that you talked to them via email, because then they probably couldn't be yelling at you as much as they yelled at some of the neighbors. Obviously, Mark, you understand. Mark's your neighbor on the other side. I mean, you understood. They were bad vibes, right, Mark? Mark, they were bad vibes. And I'm cool, right? Mark, we're cool?
I mean, I honestly, I don't know right now.
What? Mark, I use your pool.
Yeah, I know, but you always had your sweater on.
No, I was just a lot hairier back then.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a sweater.
This is me freshly shaved. I just got a new shaving guy. My old shaving guy said he would not work with me anymore. God knows why.
You know, you haven't really moved from that spot in the basement. I feel like once you came down here, you really settled in right there. And I feel like you're standing on like, it looks like there what might have been like a hole or something.
Yeah.
No, this is just my spot. I mean, with the old people were here, this was the spot that I... And you, honestly, you got to finish this basement, because just the loose dirt in here, that's going to fuck up your pool game immediately, because you're going to be putting coasters and stuff underneath that.
It looks like you're standing on a pitcher's mound right now.
I feel like I got to ask.
I could finish the basement for you. I would do it on the cheap. You wouldn't have to worry about a thing. I'd do it mostly while you were sleeping.
Okay. Well,
hey, let's exchange keys. Let's all exchange keys to each other's houses.
All right. Here's mine. Here you go.
Mark?
Oh,
Mark?
Wow, there's you go. Yeah. You got an eagle. Got an eagle keychain on yours?
Yeah, that's an eagle. Yeah. I love iconography.
Certainly doesn't look like a
American
eagle. Well, I mean, an eagle's an eagle. Certainly an eagle's an eagle.
You got a Punisher bottle opener, too?
Mm-hmm. You know, blue lives matter.
We got another keychain here. It's the face of the neighbor dad from American Beauty.
Oh, yeah.
The Kevin Spacey? So no. The other one.
Deep cut. That's a really deep cut reference.
That's odd.
I said Kevin Spacey. I have all these other Kevin Spacey keychains as well.
Hey, thanks for stepping in such short notice here. The model had to back out, and this is these kids' first time doing a nude drawing.
No problem.
So we appreciate you stepping in, and you're very comfortable with this. You know, you're gonna be naked. And honestly, I would undress now before you get in there, because the undressing is not really part of it. It's more seeing your body immediately and thinking right away what they're gonna put on the page. So I'm gonna go in,
disagree.
And then I'll introduce, and then I'll bring you in.
I disagree. I think it's, you know, they have to see what's there and what's not there in order to get a sense of perspective. So
sure.
Yeah.
Well, for this class specifically, it's you walk in.
A dealer's choice, is okay. I can get naked out in the hallway if that's what you want me to do.
That's what I'm asking you to do. Yeah, I'm asking you to not come in with clothes on.
Great.
I don't want to corrupt the immediate image.
Sure
if
thing.
That's okay.
Sure thing.
Okay. All right, class, we have a guest model coming in today. You might have seen him around the neighborhood a little bit here and there, but he's really stepping in for us because our model got sick.
Oh.
Recently, pink eye. There's pink eye going around.
That's not good. So, I'm very excited, though. I'm very excited to paint today.
Yeah. So we've got a special guest. I'm going to invite him in now. See, when he comes in here, he's going to be fully nude. Okay.
He'll be fully nude. He'll be in the buff, as you say.
He'll be in the buff. Okay. Yeah, he'll be in the buff. And
is his clothes? What does he do with them?
I think he'll probably hang him on the hook in the hallway, or put him in one of the cubbies that the kids usually use during the day.
Okay, great. That
sounds good.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure
so you don't need to worry about the clothes. Yeah, you don't need to worry about the clothes, but he'll come in here and then just get a snapshot of your mind as you walk in, exactly what you see. He'll stand up here on the table, and then we'll go from there. Sound good? And then we'll do 5 minutes of straight drawing. Sound good?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds
okay,
good.
Okay, great. All right, come on in. You're free to come in when you're ready.
Okay, I am so sorry. I got a little lost. I've been going in and out of doors, just kind of up and down the hall. I could not... I took off my clothes and I had my back turned when you went in the door, so I was like, which door did he go into? And, here I am. Where do you want me? I couldn't hear a goddamn thing out there. I've been opening doors. Where do you want me?
On the table. We'll have you stand up on the table here.
Stand up on the table?
Yeah. Oh. Let me help you up.
Okay.
Get you up there.
Watch your hand. Watch your hand. Watch your hand. Watch your hand. Watch your hand.
Slipping, sliding. Look out. So here he is. Your model. Take a look.
Do what you want me to talking or moving or...
No, pick a position. Just kind of pick a position and stay there.
I know this man.
Oh.
I know this man.
You know this man?
Yeah, he did my basement. He finished my basement.
Oh. Well,
you finished
that's
my
okay.
Remember you finished my basement?
I did. You have a gorgeous basement now.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you're,
you. Yeah,
you're
it's
on,
good to see you.
Mm-hmm. It's very good to see you, my friend.
Yeah, I'm on 1, 2, 3, 4th Reich.
Mm-hmm. Knowing nod, big wink.
Yeah, this guy, Teach, if you need your basin finished, he does bang-up job.
I live
he
in a
save
ranch,
money because he doesn't wear clothes. So there's something in his thing. He says if he does it in the nude, then you get a discount.
People waste money on uniforms. They waste money. They throw money away on uniforms. And the cleaning fees...
Well, regular clothes, I wouldn't know if I would call regular clothes uniforms. Not
well,
everything
I would.
Clothes a uniform.
Tell that to Cisco.
That's your uniform for existing in a society, my man. But you know what? That's optional. Mm. Uniforms are optional.
Hey, Roger. Have a seat, man. Yeah. So, it's kind of bad news why I got you. We're pulling the funding on your art. Your art classes, and I'm,
what?
You know, it's not a decision that we take lightly.
It's like $15 I get for like snacks.
No,
pulling the funding.
No, we're pulling the funding. We can't, you know. Well, Look, I'm not supposed to tell you.
I don't have the space anymore either.
You can't have this. Look, it's going to be on the news later, and I might as well just tell you. But there were
what?
Your last model. They found a few bodies in a basement in the neighborhood.
Okay.
DNA traced back to him. And so they are now considering your room a possible crime scene as well.
For what? Because
I don't know. I'm not the police.
He was one of the best damn models we've ever had.
And you know, perfect that body. Could be the case. There could be two truths to everything, you know? And, but yeah, so you're...
what are they called? What are they thinking that my classroom is some kind of training ground for murderers?
Well,
and
they're not
Nazis
sure yet.
Something?
I mean, that's what they're gonna. They said they needed to talk to you, and
it's a foreign exchange program. I bring in these people from Germany.
Yeah,
they've
I'm gonna lock this door. Just
wait. What?
I'm just gonna lock the door. I'm gonna stand right here. Just it's nothing crazy. Just and just sit down. Yeah, just keep sitting.
All right.
Did you catch that?
Are you citizens arresting me right now?
I'm not doing anything. I'm not.
Oh, you're getting getting off on this. You're citizens arresting me.
I'm.
Well, guys, if you take a look around, there's a lot of fingerprints, but basically found out he was hiding bodies because he just put it was really obvious. He just put flooring over. He just put flooring on top of it. So all these humps you see here, those are just, he didn't finish the basement. He just put flooring. He just put vinyl over the bodies.
Just a lot of different types of flooring. Kind of all,
nothing really matches up here.
It's hardwood, linoleum.
Kind of a dead giveaway down here.
Yeah. Well, look at that though. He's got a karaoke machine down here. That's pretty fun.
Oh
wow.
Pool table. It's got the top for the ping pong.
Great. Wow. That's pretty sweet.
This place is still for sale, right?
I think it is. I think it's still on the list.
I mean, obviously we got to clean up.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, we got to clean up and fingerprints. And I might put an offer down today.
I know. I mean, were we all just talking the other day? Like, shit. What if we all left our wives and just got like a pad for?
Well,
like,
Nick, you're the only one that's married. I mean, we're all dating, but
we're dating people.
I know I say wife. I know it's your girlfriends, but geez, I mean, come on. I mean, pool table, ping pong.
I mean, the stakes are much higher for you, man. You'd be leaving your wife. You also have two kids.
Yeah, but
so
your idea is to
move out of your family and move into a bachelor pad.
Yeah, we brought up getting maybe like a chalet together for a weekend in the Smokies, and I think you were the only one that said let's get a house together and leave our wives.
You said quit the FBI, bleach our mustaches, change our names, come here to Ohio and get a house together. Yeah.
I thought we were all spitballing ideas
at the time.
You said let's get blood transfusions and change our blood type or something.
I specifically said, wouldn't it be wild if we redid the scene from The Dark Knight Rises when it opens, and we all take our wives and girlfriends, on this plane, and then what if? Somebody hijacks the plane. We all go up to a safe plane. We transfuse our blood into guys who are also on the plane with us. And then they think that we all died with our wives and girlfriends.
Yeah, I remember
on this
day. You did the Bane impression all day long.
I know.
Annoying as hell.
Nick, don't turn the karaoke machine on.
Oh, would it be wild? Would it be wild?
They got to dust.
Would it be wild if Bane did karaoke?
Nick.
No.
Nick, it's not that wild. I mean, every time we find
we can build this dream forever. Make it last forever. No one's going to stop us now. And if this world runs out of lovers, we still have each other.
Huh? Come on, someone else do one. Come on. Come on. I'll cue up a song. Come on, Dan, you do one. Let me hear it.
Okay.
Wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. I will understand.
Nick's right. It's
that's
fun.
Bane?
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. Yeah, it's and even if your bane's not that good, it's still real fun.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Yeah. We all jumped down my throat about my bane? And we just let Chucky do that bane without comment? Come on.
What? Come on. Well,
it was said that even if the bane's not that good, it doesn't matter.
I feel like if you're going to say it once for one person, you should just say it, re-say it again for everyone if the bane...
I feel like I don't have to say it. I have an award for a competition that I won the best. So I know that. Like, I'm hitting home runs. I know you guys are not going to be hitting... You guys are going to be hitting singles, so I'm not going to belittle every single person.
Yeah, come on.
Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies. Oh, no, no, I can't disguise.
I can I ask you guys all three? Have you guys seen... Have you guys seen The Dark Knight Rises?
That's Bane.
I love that movie.
Yeah. He's
that's
Ledger.
He's got the makeup on and...
No, no, it's not.
Yeah, of course I've seen that. I've seen it a billion times.
Oh, my God. Where are the bodies?
Oh, my God.
God
oh
damn
God.
It.
I think you're singing brought dogs here. It sounded like a dog howling. I think all these dogs came in.
I'm sorry, guys.
Well,
I guess we don't have to clean up if we're going to put a, well, I guess we're okay if we want to put a bid in here.
Yeah, I guess.
I'll call my wife right now. I'll call her right now. Say it's done.
Wait, I thought the whole point, you're just going to get a straight standard divorce? I thought the whole point was you were faking your own death.
Well, I mean, we could do it. We could do one way or we could do it, we could do it the easy way or we could do it the hard way.
You've been willing this whole time to just end it. Nick, just end it.
Fine. I'll go home today after work, and I'll tell her.
Nick, are you coming? Are you going to come inside, or are you just going to sit in the garage here?
Give me a minute, okay? Just gotta.
Okay, well, turn your sirens off. You're just sitting in the garage with your sirens on full blast.
Let me think, okay? I'm just thinking here.
We're trying to watch YouTube. The kids are trying to watch YouTube upstairs.
All right, I'll come upstairs, just... Are they on my YouTube or are they on the family one?
It's the family YouTube.
Yeah, don't go on mine.
Okay, we won't.
Okay, I'm doing a lot of research for work, don't.
Do you want me to open the garage door? The gas, your car is on.
No, just stay out here. Stay out here.
Okay. Well, I'm going to open the garage door because it smells like gas out here.
God, Denise. Aren't you tired?
I worked a 6-hour shift. Yeah, I'm a little tired.
Six hours? Oh, gee whiz. Jeez.
Yeah. I worked a 6-hour shift.
No, I worked a 12-hour shift. And I had to...
At the morgue.
Yeah, well, how do you think the bodies
six
got
hours
there?
At the morgue.
I had to discover them.
No, you didn't. You lost like 10 bodies today.
I saw it on the news. The
dogs took them. Every time the FBI loses a body in this town, they blame the dogs.
Every single time someone dies, they send them to you.
Yeah, they're supposed to. That's where they're supposed to go.
Look, you want to just, like, look, I'll be honest with you. We can live out this elaborate life and then just know that one day you're going to get on an airplane and it's going to crash and I'm going to escape off the airplane, but I'm going to transfuse blood into another passenger to make them think that I died with you. Or you can just fucking sign some paperwork and we can just go our separate ways. I got housing lined up.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I would like to do the first option.
Oh, God, come on.
I would like to see you do the first option because you've been sitting out here for 3 hours with the gas going and you're still alive.
I've been looking online. I've been searching for...
You're having a real tough time killing yourself on the ground. I doubt you're going to be able to take over a plane, crash it, transfuse.
That's what I've been in the... I pulled in the garage and I started immediately searching on Google for all the things I need and I just forgot them.
The only thing I believe about that story is that your Bane impression up there will be good because you have a certificate that says as much.
You know, I know that this is tough, and if at any point today, you know, you feel like you can't do it, feel free to clock out, you know, and you can go.
No,
you don't have to finish your full 6-hour shift at the morgue. You know, you were just his only next of kin, so we just need you to identify your your husband's body. I'm telling you how to do your job. I'm going to pull the sheet, and no. You can just let me know if this is him.
Oh, Jesus, God. It looks like him. Is there any way we can push on the chest and get some air to escape and see if the Bane voice comes out?
The mask that he's wearing, while it is a Bane mask, we just brought him in how he came in. I don't necessarily know that we're going to be able to... I mean, you're the expert. Yeah, this is your morgue.
It would just help me if I hear the voice one last time to know if that's him, because it seems like the mask is burned onto his face.
Yeah, it's burned
on. So I can't really tell if it's him or not, but I think hearing the voice come out of it might help.
It's a miracle that we found his body in such good condition after the plane crashed, honestly. Mm-hmm. But as far as we can tell, this was the only fatality.
He said he was going to do it this way, and I didn't believe him. I dared him. I should have just signed some fucking papers.
Again, okay. I'm from a morgue across town, so I'm not.
I know.
Affiliate. You don't have to confess anything to me. It doesn't. You know, I'm not. I'm only here to check the box if this is in fact Nick, your husband.
Okay. Well, just push on the chest and let the air escape, and we'll okay. see if we hear it.
Yeah. No. Of course.
Why rises?
I heard two different voices come out.
I'm sorry, Trevor. That's Trevor. Trevor's the assistant mortician in here. Trevor.
Hey, sorry.
Did you do a voice?
Sorry, you weren't supposed to hear that. I'm getting ready for competition next week.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Joker competition.
Oh, Joker competition. That's cool.
Why are you so serious?
I honestly think Trevor has a really good Joker. I think he has a shot at winning this year.
So serious.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
All right, next up is Trevor. And I know that everyone's been practicing with the classic Joker line of why so serious. And that was a fake out on us by the Joker Brigade. If you could go ahead and open up the envelope, Trevor, and there's a new line we'd like you to say as Joker, and you can take about 30 seconds to look at it, and then just go ahead right into the microphone, and we'll score from there. Ladies and gentlemen, from Davenport, Iowa, Trevor Mahomes.
Hey, hey everybody, it's nice to be here.
Go get him, Trevor. Get him, Trevor.
Sorry, I thought I was going to be saying that line, but I guess
introduce
not.
A little chaos, Trevor.
Yeah. Okay, I'll.
All right, Trevor, whenever you're ready, your time starts now.
For all your recruiting needs, go to ZipRecruiter, ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter. If you're looking to hire, go to ZipRecruiter.com. Yeah.
Yeah, Trevor.
Yeah.
Super apologize. I was reusing some paper in my printer, so I think I flipped it over.
Okay. Yeah.
And I reprinted. I think, and that's my fault. I used some old mail I had that was from ZipRecruiter. So, the line. And while that was great, your line's actually on the other. Your line's on the other side. I'm really sorry about that. But that we'll take that in consideration.
He
but it
shouldn't
won't count
get
you.
To go again.
I didn't get to say the line.
Why is he getting to go again?
I didn't get to say the actual line. I didn't get to say the actual line. I didn't get to say the actual line.
He's going.
You're changing the rules
on the fly. He's basically
going
twice.
You're changing the rules as they're going. You can't do that.
I'm the bus driver.
Well, what are you doing here? Because this is a Joker.
Judge shouldn't be able to do a Joker impression.
Yeah.
Well,
also, he's the bus driver. He's the bus driver for
As everyone knows, that I'm not allowed, as much as I would like to be in the competition, I'm not allowed to compete. But I listen to you guys all the time, so I have one every once in a while.
Kevin, this is the third time that the disciplinary board has had to meet to talk about your conduct when you are judging the Batman Force competitions. Now, you've been told you can't be a part of the competitions, Kevin. And every year, not only do you try to make it about ZipRecruiter, which I told you, they are not going to sponsor us again. After the fiasco last year, they're never coming back. But you try to enter the competition yourself. Kevin, I mean, the board is in a pickle here.
I'm just trying to be the justice that this competition needs.
Marty, I don't know what to do with this fucking guy. Can you talk to this guy?
So your job really out there is to just listen to the Joker voices and get the applause-o-meter at the bar to let the audience decide. But when you do the Joker as well, it seems a little desperate. It seems like you want to be in the competition. Well,
I mean,
that's your choice.
Is that my fault? You put me. I was a temp, and then you put me. I didn't even know that this was a thing, and you just put me. You know, this was my temp job, and all of a sudden I'm judging this, and like I didn't have a chance to sign up.
No goddamn way. You wanted this. You know that the other judge got pink eye, and you said, "Hey, I'm the temp here." And if I'm being honest, no one.
Everybody freeze.
I got so many. I've seen all the movies multiple times. I could do like any character. Like, that's why it's just like, fire me, but I'm just going to be right back to that competition next year. And I know that the winner takes over the competition. So it's up to you.
All right, we've got him back. You probably know this guy as a judge previously, but I think kind of hanging around all you clowns has got him, right? He's kind of caught the bug a little bit, or the bat, as they say, as we say.
And here we go.
Okay, shut up. I'm gonna announce you.
Wait till they get a load of him.
Stop it. Everybody stop it. Stop.
You wouldn't hit a guy with glasses, would you?
Everybody's going to get their turn.
Everybody right? freeze.
Hey, that's a guy, that's that Nazi that everybody's looking for.
Get him. Got another one in here.
No, another
pick
one?
Pick this guy up on the corner of... Sal and fourth, so
God.
Yeah. I don't know. Where do you got any kennels in here?
No.
I'm just gonna put him in here with that Saint Bernard.
Yeah, just kind of double him up.
Yeah, jeez.
And also let's just make sure that when we're doubling up the dogs that we're not doubling up the genders as well, because now we're like inundated with puppies.
Fuck, why didn't you tell me that before?
I didn't know. I didn't even think about it.
I gotta count dicks now. All right. Let me
You know what? Honestly, hey, Brad, can you do me a favor? Can you, when you go out on your shift, can you just drive around and not pick up dogs? Because we have no room. I'm just saying, if you see a dog, maybe like give it a ride somewhere else. Like leave it in a different part of town.
Oh, you want me to drop off the dogs in the country or something?
No. Just fudge the numbers a little bit. Just stop bringing them back here.
Hey, Ronnie, look. Did you notice this? All these dogs have tags.
Yeah.
They all have tags.
Yeah.
All right, they all belong to somebody. They're not strays. They all have owners.
Yeah, but none of the numbers work. We call the numbers, and they're all disconnected.
Well, and they're all 555s.
Hey, man, what are you doing? What are you doing, man? Is this your dog? Don't just look at me. You're just staring.
It seems
like I'm catching you in the act.
Yeah, no, this is my dog.
Okay. Well, you need to have him on leash. We're playing nude ball over here, and he keeps jumping around trying to bite sacks.
Yeah. No, he's.
I know. Relax, man. I'm trying to get this dog off the field. He's nipping at my nut.
Hang on. Hey, come here. Come here, Ruff. He's trained, so it's fine.
There's a bunch of dogs. There are a bunch of dogs jumping off the back of your truck. Are these all your dogs, man?
Yeah.
They're nipping nuts out here. Dude. Come on, we're trying to play.
No, it's
we're trying to rip the rock.
It's a field trip for the dogs.
Okay,
so well, we're gonna drop them off here, and then we're gonna come back in 2 hours and round them back up, and they'll be out of your way. Don't worry about it.
2 hours?
Yeah,
we're trying to play.
Let them play some frisbee.
No, they
the
keep
dogs.
Grabbing the frisbee.
Wait,
these are not trained.
Did I just
dogs.
Over here? You're dropping the dogs off here?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm dropping the dogs.
You know, on the other side of the park, there's a beef jerky festival happening.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Do you think that's a good idea to drop all these dogs off here?
Well, I mean, it's already.
Oh boy, I think they just got the scent. They're all running.
Yeah, they're all.
Wow, they do hunt in packs. Wow, that's crazy.
Teriyaki.
I'm on the ground here at the Buster's Beef Jerky celebration, where it's all out dog demonium, as dogs from the local pound have run amok, and they're grabbing whatever kind of beef we have. Well, I'm here with local beef man, Jebediah Dunsworth. Jebediah, have you ever seen anything like this before?
Never in my life have I seen something like this before. It is absolute dog demonium out here.
I tried to call one of the dogs, and they all have movie-like phone numbers on there. All of them start with 555. None of them are real numbers.
Yeah, I saw
every lease is 555 dogs.
Yeah, and they all have Acme on their collars. They all say Acme.
Has anybody tried calling one of the phone numbers on the dog collar to see if perhaps there's a hotline?
I was just looking for a real number. I guess I could try to call.
A 555 number, there's no point in calling because that's just a Hollywood placeholder number, right? I mean, that's
unless,
not like
I guess
a,
I maybe go 1555 dogs.
We could try 1555.
It would still just be.
All right, let's give it a try.
155 dogs? 155 dogs, how can I direct your call?
Yeah, we're down at the Beef Jerky Festival, Dog Demonium down here. We got like 10 to 15 to, I don't know how to count, there could be up to 300 dogs here.
Yeah, at least.
Wait, I'm sorry, this is 155, you're saying that you found 300 of our dogs?
Yeah, at least, they're all at the, some guy dropped them off on a truck and he didn't know the Beef Jerky Festival was happening, they're all here.
Oh my God, okay, yeah, the Beef Jerky Festival.
Yeah.
So, can I get your name, sir?
My name?
Yeah. Sir? Did you disconnect? Sir, can I get your name?
You need my name?
I'd like to thank the person that just saved New Line Cinemas. All of our dogs have been escaping off of the lot, apparently one of our night guards.
Do you really want to know my name?
Oh my God.
No.
It's not happening. No. This is not happening. It's
Come
you.
Get your dogs.
You're going to make me make a choice, aren't you, you sick bastard?
My wife's here. I've covered her in beef.
What?
The dogs are going to kill her if you don't come.
Your wife?
Yes.
I don't know your wife.
I have to wear this beef.
Shut up.
Like, it's gross.
I'll start the clock now. Time is of the essence.
It seems like you kind of want to kill your wife.
Honey, these dogs are just licking the beef. They're not.
We're down here at the Beef Jerky celebration where it's absolute dog demonium. And may I say Bane demonium. A Bane fan has shown up from the local competition and he's covered his wife in beef jerky. The dogs are going absolutely dogda for the beef that is on the wife. More after this.
Hey, you guys, honestly, I think it was a dynamite beef jerky competition this year. I thought the festival went off without a hitch.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, we all said this. If we could move all the product by the end of the festival.
Yeah, we did move a lot of product.
It'd be a success.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We did. We didn't have any leftovers, which is great. The
dogs getting into it kind of made the people excited to have it because they were thinking, oh no, the dogs are going to get all the beef.
I
saw people grabbing beef by the foot because they were trying to buy it before the dogs ate it.
It created demand for the jerky, you know?
Hey, we should all maybe get a house together. What do you think?
I mean,
I won't lie to you.
It was kind of a real hassle organizing the festival online for a whole year.
Just have a basement where we can just cure beef, sing karaoke, play pool, then flip it to ping pong wherever we want to.
Hey, guys, I hate to do this. It's 6 p.m., so you gotta leave the park, okay? This section of the park is – the beef festival's over, so it's time to start getting on.
Oh, come on.
See, this would never happen if we had a place of our own.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, you guys talking about getting a place? There's a place just down the street here. Yeah, they're having an open house. Actually started about 5 minutes ago.
Interesting. Oh, that's weird. Why is house spelled H-U-S-E?
I don't know, but, you know, it seems like a great place. Completely finished basement, all the amenities, 3-bedroom, maybe right up your alley.
What kind of flooring that
also, be? All kinds of flooring.
It seemed like there was a little disdain in your voice when you said finish.
Did you say disdain? Just kidding. I'm practicing for the big babe competition this year.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. I hear there's going to be a secret announcement this year at the festival.
Oh, I haven't heard anything about that.
But you know what?
There's been question marks all over town.
Yeah, somebody calling himself the Jamaican Bane is supposed to come and make an appearance.
Oh.
So, is that in addition to the question marks? Or is Jamaican Bane's thing question marks?
I mean, yeah.
Jamaican Bane might have a little bit of a Riddler.
Yeah, I feel like it. I mean, all the posters say, are you Jamaican me Baney? And I got to assume that means that either there's going to be some sort of jerk chicken element or some sort of, I don't know.
I heard he goes by Jabankin.
Wow, you guys have heard a lot about him. You're all from out of town, right?
Yeah, well, there's posters all over the city.
Town. You can't not see him. It seems like he's bought all the billboards too coming into town.
Yeah,
I wouldn't know.
Just green and black and yellow flags all over the place. I assume that's Jamaican flag. I'm not 100% sure. But
if you can stick around for a couple more weeks, you might be able to come to the Bane Festival, the big Bane Festival.
Well, hello, all of the participants of Gotham City.
Welcome to the 21st annual Bane Festival. A little earlier than everybody anticipated it being here, but it is time. It is time to meet our contestants, and we only have 4 entrants this year. And it looks like I misread that. It looks like 3 entrants. There's just 3 entrants this year, and then there's a green question mark on the list as well. So I don't really know what that means. Let's please welcome up to the stage Edward Monacan. Edward Monacan, please give your Bane impression. Okay, Edward Monacan is not here.
Sorry, no, I'm freaking out. Give me a second.
Oh.
I'm thinking about it.
Oh, yeah, you're the boy. You're the little, okay, gotcha, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you're a grown man.
Well, but I'm Little Boy Bane. I go by Little Boy Bane.
I'm sorry. Edward Monacan, a.k.a. Little Boy Bane. Little Boy whenever Bane. Whenever you're ready.
Do you... shit. Do you feel like you're in control? Do you feel like you're in control?
Sorry, I'm trying to be a little kid voice and also do Bane. It's just hard to... And the car ride over here, I had it exactly. And now it's... Do you feel like you're in control?
Was there anyone with you in the car ride over that we could maybe talk to?
I gave Jamaican me Bane a ride over from the hotel.
Jamaican me Bane? No one by that name on the list. Edward, thank you so much. It looks like the judges did not care for
thanks.
It. No,
that's fair.
Yeah, not this year, Ed.
Appreciate it.
Okay, next up, our number 2 entry, this is Kyle Montgomery. Kyle, whenever you're ready.
Hi, I'm Kyle. I'm here from Birmingham, Alabama.
You'd never know.
This is Bane. This is Burger Bane. This is Bane if he were a burger.
Oh, ketchup, mustard. Lettuce feels good. Oh, wrapped up in a sesame bun.
Oh, that's bullshit. His mouth is moving, but there's no words coming out. He's got a recorder in his pocket.
Kyle, I'm gonna have to ask you to empty your pockets.
Come on.
Oh, there it is. Recorder, recorder.
All right. That's
recorder.
That is an unfortunate disqualification.
Ban the Bane. Ban the Bane.
That's a disqualification.
Ban the Bane.
You're welcome to enjoy the rest of the festival, and we'll probably see you next year. Okay, it looks like we'll...
String them up.
Hey.
All right, calm down, everyone. Calm down. There's still a chance that we could we step away with a winner. We have one more entrant. And this big green question mark that's still on the list. Anyway, we have one more official entrant into the competition. This is John Forecaster. John, whenever you're ready.
You merely adapted to the light. I was born in it, man.
Holy shit.
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. There's a problem. John Forecaster is my neighbor, and this is not John Forecaster. Who are you, sir? Declare yourself. Take the mask off.
My name is Jamaican Maine.
Wait, did we test his blood? Was his blood tested before?
His blood should have been tested before. Oh, my God.
I took a flight over here with another brain. This is transfused my blood.
Oh my God!
This is John Forecaster's blood. This is John Forecaster's blood.
I just got a notification. There was a plane crash not 10 miles from here.
My best friend is Usain Bolt.
What?
I'm coming. I heard that there was a man that was better than me, but no one's better than Jamaican Bane, man.
It feels more like Bart Simpson, babe.
Yeah. I'm hearing Bart Simpson.
Your hair's
spiked
up.
I can do them all.
You got a Hawaiian shirt on, too.
Eat my shorts.
Yeah, I mean, and the judges love it. I mean,
are you going to another competition right after that Simpsons competition?
I found a way to do the Bane voice. Any competition I could be entered into, and I could make it work.
All right, welcome everybody. It's the Simpsons competition, and we've got a couple of Bartmen up here doing their favorite Bart. We've got somebody going to do Marge, and we've got a homie coming up to the stage in a second. Hey, this is sponsored by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, if you're looking for somebody to recruit for your business, check out ZipRecruiter.com. All right, and first up to the stage, we've got Marge, if you couldn't tell by the size of his hair. Marge, come on up here.
Thank you. My name is Marge, and I will be doing my Marge impression. Thank you.
Hey.
Sorry.
Stop it.
That's my husband.
Sorry, that's...
I know, it doesn't matter. I don't care who he is.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Yes.
I'm not going to stand for it for Marge. I'm definitely not going to stand for it when Maggie gets up here.
Yeah. No. I would never. No. I'd never.
Yeah, but
a good-looking woman.
Sir, I think you're at the wrong competition.
No, I'm at the right one.
Okay. All right. Marge, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry. And I apologize about my husband. It's his first time here, and he didn't know about the rules about no.
Hey, what are you doing? What are you
cat
doing? This guy, sorry, this guy's put a needle in my arm. He's trying to put a needle in my...
Let's just say you're going to be zip recruited for a very important job.
All right, he's filling up a bag of my blood.
Sir, stop talking.
Stop outbursting, okay?
I'm sorry.
You're about to be
a
victim of a citizen's arrest in a second, and I'm dying to do it.
Okay, let's hope you're the victim of that first.
Again, I'm so sorry
about
my husband.
Marge,
it's his first year here, and it's...
I'm so sorry.
I couldn't be more.
Damn!
Stop talking.
I'm sorry. It's just I'm getting dizzy. I'm getting dizzy.
Can I get a divorce? Can I have a divorce, Judge? Can I have a divorce?
Looks like the judges are giving the thumbs up.
Honey.
No, I'm done with this shit. I'm done with you ruining. I don't go to your work and ruin it.
I'm sorry. I know. I'm so sorry, honey.
Homie!
He's still talking. Incredible. We got perfect tens across the board for Marge.
Yes!
I'm so proud
Phenomenal.
Of you.
Everything I've been working towards, yes!
You did great, honey. It's me, your husband. Go ahead. You can check my blood.
Okay. It's my husband's blood.
All right. Well, I assume I won, so I guess me and my husband will just be
Now that
home.
Now that it's over, your husband can talk as much as he wants.
All right. I guess back to our house then, where I can really show you my Marge Simpson.
Oh my gosh, so good. We got Bane, we got The Simpsons, we got it all. I think we've covered everything that we talked about in the conversation.
Every topic.
Yeah, we touched it all. Give it a little touch. We got some plugs here. We'll start with Brett. Brett, anything you want to plug? Socials and or your pod?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, if you want to, you can listen to my podcast with Rob White and Adil Rafai. We're called The Ward Association. New episode every Tuesday. TWA... No, that not necessary. It's just called The Word Association or TWA Pod, possibly, wherever you get your podcast at. Just, you know, three friends ripping off some words. So it's a good time.
We need more friends with podcasts.
I mean, truly, we need more podcasts with friends.
Truly, truly. That's true. Yeah. JPC, anything coming up and or plugging your pods?
Wait, hey, when's this coming out, Tim?
This will come out in 2 weeks, probably. So not next week, but the week after.
Let me do some quick back of the envelope math.
You're looking at a doctor's report and you want to plug, maybe?
You come out on Tuesdays, right?
Yeah. March 12th, it'll be out.
Yeah, so tomorrow I am dropping a project that I've been working on with our editor on Hey Riddle Riddle, Casey Tony. This is our first official one. We do a series of guided meditations. So if you've ever been interested in hearing me do a guided meditation that I will say is not at all relaxing, then you can listen to that. You go to the Patreon digital store for Hey Riddle Riddle. And I don't know what we have that set as price wise yet, but you can buy that. Once you buy it, you get it forever. It's a digital download. There are three brand new meditations and the one meditation that I did 3.5 years ago that you can get on there. They are very fun. They are very immersive, I would say, in audio and sound design. And then you can also listen to me on Hey Riddle Riddle or Bill Buds, wherever you find podcasts.
Hell yeah. Nice. Damien, anything to plug? Any shows that people can see you?
You know, Annoyance on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. and 9:30. First one's with a team called Downpour, and the second one is with a team called Sight Unseen.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Live improv is back in
baby.
Chicago. Nice. I'm going to plug...
Back to back, Damien.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to plug an album I've been listening to, The Beaches. From 2023 called Blame My Ex. If you haven't listened to this album, it's a great time. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely love The
so
Beaches.
Give it a listen.
Co-sign on that as well.
Yeah, Hot Wreck, if you're not listening. Or I'm really late to it. Maybe not so much of a Hot Wreck anymore.
It's great.
They've been in my rotation, but I don't think I ever went to the actual album. I was just hearing songs one by one. So that's
a hot
song.
You know what? There's a hot song on there that uses my name.
Anybody who has ever dated somebody named Brett, you can use this song as an excuse.
You can also go listen to their 2017 album Late Show, or you can go to episode 43 of the Bill Buds Patreon, and you can listen to us review The Beaches' 2017 album.
Hey, I didn't say you could plug two things. I said one plug per thing.
Yeah,
pal.
You brought The Beaches into it.
And that is an all woman group, but if you want just a podcast where you just talk about guys doing stuff, it's the Beach Boys podcast featuring me and Brian Wilson. We talk about just other bands that have used the word beaches in it. We watch a Streisand movie, The Beaches. Well, beaches.
You listen to the band
DiCaprio,
The Beaches.
Beaches. Yeah, The Beach.
The Beach.
Yeah, we talk about the former water park that is now defunct in Ohio called The Beach.
Nice. All right, that's the pod for this week. Thanks Brett, thanks JPC. We'll get you on again in the near future, I hope. Damien, love you, and we'll see everybody on the next one.
See you guys.
Bye, perverts.
See ya.
Hey, man, what are you doing? What are you doing, man? Is this your dog? What is this? Don't just stare at me. Is this your dog or what?
Wait, do you want Damien or Nate? Who do you want?
I want Damien.
Okay.
My bad.